Now we come to our first feature, which is our regular history feature written and read by Richard Matthew. This week, it is entitled The Norfolk and Norwich Hospital.
This year, the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital is celebrating its 250th anniversary. After the creation of the National Health Service in 1940, we lived our entire lives on the assumption that hospital and medical services are free to all. We've also got used to the idea that apart from a few very expensive private hospitals, hospitals will be provided by the state and funded by the taxpayer. But before 1948, hospitals were either largely religious or charitable foundations, and neither the state nor the local authority offered any kind of comprehensive medical care, certainly for free. And the hospitals that did exist did not provide the sort of services of surgery and medical care that modern hospitals do. In Norman and medieval times, there were a number of hospitals in Norwich, but these tended to be for the very poor, lepers or homeless. Some were for poor women, poor scholars or elderly or disabled priests. Some were like today's almshouses, many of which date back to the medieval times. One famous example is the Great Hospital, founded in 1246, with a strict monastic type of regime for poor men, some scholars, and elderly priests. Unusually, at the Reformation, the city acquired the hospital, and for the first time, medical care was provided in it. Today, it still provides mainly sheltered accommodation for older citizens. Some of the later hospitals were more like workhouses, or today's care homes, orphanages, or night shelters. And in 1713, the Bethel in Norwich had opened as a private asylum for the mentally ill, the first purpose-built asylum in the country. The origins of the NNN, as I shall refer to it, lie in a proposal by the Bishop of Norwich, Thomas Hayter, in 1758. The next event was a meeting in the Guildhall organised by William Fellowes in 1770, when a committee of wealthy and influential people was established and a subscription fund set up to create a, quote, general hospital for the County of Norfolk and the City and County of Norwich, unquote. William Fellowes owned the Shottisham Park estate just to the south of Norwich, and he had opened one of the first cottage hospitals in the country, known as the Shottisham Infirmary. Events moved fast after the meeting, and in September 1770, some land was purchased just outside St Stephen's Gate as a site for a new hospital. And this is where the hospital remained until 2003, when a new one was opened at Coneley on the west side of Norwich. The annual rent for the original hospital for a 500-year lease in 1770 was £6. In October of that year, the Earl of Orford was appointed as president of the General Hospital, and William Fellowes was appointed as treasurer, a post which he held until his death in 1775, when he was succeeded by his son, Robert Fellowes. It's nice to record that there is a Fellowes Road on the site of the new NNN Hospital at Coneley. In November 1770, the governors agreed a design for the new hospital of an H-block, which maximised the circulation of air. It's interesting that, as we have found out in the recent pandemic, that they realised the importance of good air circulation in reducing the spread of infection. In March 1771, the foundation stone was laid by William Fellowes, and in October of that year, the first members of the medical staff were elected, with Benjamin Gooch acting as the main assessor. Benjamin Gooch was as important as William Fellowes in the founding of the hospital. Born in Ashwellthorpe, he worked as an apothecary surgeon at the Shottisham Infirmary. In 1771, he was appointed as the first consulting surgeon for the new hospital and wrote several books for young surgeons. In 1758, he had devised Gooch's splint for treatment of fractures, which remained in use until the 1920s. He helped to establish the first hospital rules, and he died in 1776. The original plans for the hospital had provided for 120 beds, but their funds only allowed for a smaller building initially. By December 1771, the building was completed at a total cost of around £13,000, the equivalent of roughly £2.5 million in today's money. In July 1772, the hospital opened for outpatients and three were received. In the same year, the first matron was appointed on a salary of £15 per year. 20 beds were ordered and 7 inpatients were admitted. At that time, Norwich had the highest incidence of bladder stone in the country, and the NNN is described as an early, quote, stone hospital, and it became a centre of excellence for the treatment of bladder stone, attracting both skilled surgeons and physicians. For around 140 years, between the 1770s and the early 20th century, the surgeons at the NNN conducted about 1,500 operations in the removal of bladder stones, and they kept every single one. The world's largest and most extraordinary bladder stone collection remains at the NNN today. Every specimen is labelled with the patient's name, the date, and the name of the surgeon. This year is also the 250th anniversary of the founding of what became the Norfolk and Norwich Festival, one of the oldest and now one of the largest in the country. Its origins also lie in the founding of the hospital, in that in 1772, a fundraising concert for the hospital was held in Norwich Cathedral. This concert became an annual event, and in 1788, a 4-day grand music festival was mounted. During Heritage Open Days, which began last weekend, to mark the 250th anniversary of the NNN, there is an exhibition in the Forum called Past, Present and Future, a special exhibition, with a series of talks about its history. And on display are some of the famous bladder stones, some of which are as large as a satsuma.
Thank you, Richard. And Richard has been in touch. He would like you to contact us if you have any suggestions for a future history topic for him to research.